Good morning, the executive. This is Kiri speaking.
Hi, good morning. I'm not sure if it was you who I spoke to during the week, but I have an appointment booked in on Monday for junior with Dr. Brock.
Okay.
I'm coming from the unusual pet vet term side where the vet Dr. Zach has re-referred me back to Dr. Brock.
Okay.
And have written him an email because I had seen Dr. Brock in the past.
Okay.
I also was just wondering if my files had been transferred because I did email them. And I was hoping, if possible, is there any way that I could come in this afternoon or tomorrow for Junior, because I'm not feeling good about his excessive sleepiness and his appetite has changed.
Okay. Unfortunately, we are fully booked up today and tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. I could move. Let me have a look. I could potentially move the appointment up on Monday. I'm just having a look here. I could do first thing on Monday morning at 9 o'clock, if that suits you.
I live over an hour away, and in that time it would probably be a very long drive to me, so it would be a bit too hard.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah. Unless we have a cancellation, unfortunately, we don't have an available appointment. If we do have a cancellation and there's obviously time for you to come down, we will give you a call.
Yeah.
I'm just confirming here. It's Molyneux Street, is that how you say it, Mount Gravatt?
No, I'm not sure why that's even on there. It's 9 Holden Drive, Sunnybank Hills.
Okay, let me just update this. So, sorry, 9 Holland Drive?
Holden, like the car.
Oh, Holden, like the car, okay.
Yeah.
Sunnybank Hills. And what's the postcode there?
4109.
Okay, I'll just confirm. Okay. So we've got a number 0433154078. Is that anyone, or is that an old number?
That's an old number as well.
Okay. So I've got this number here. The one you're calling on is your primary number now, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. And I'll just get your email address as well, Kat.
kat.crisci@outlook.com.
Excellent. Okay. And it's the history from unusual pet vets at Chermside. It looks
like
yes, we do have some history here.
Does that include like notes and all past procedures, or is it only a limited display?
It's got, there was a culture, respiratory culture swab. It's got a lot of all the Zach's notes and everything there. Quite a
yeah, and I did
history.
Just want to confirm whether that's able to be done today or if it has to be done the morning on Monday, that he does have Dr. Zach's email, because Junior's so extensive with his history. It's a bit nerve-wracking for me to see a new vet again.
Yep. Now, Dr.
Yeah.
Brock does know Dr. Zach
yeah.
and everything. And I know they do talk, so I'm not sure
okay.
if there's been a conversation in regards to Junior or not. But definitely,
yeah.
if he was concerned or query anything, he would be able to get in contact with Dr. Zach, maybe not directly at the time, but
no, that's
down
okay.
the track with
I do
Zach.
Have Dr. Zach's personal email. He did say if there was any issues I could contact him, so I could just work that out with Dr. Brock. Yeah.
Yep, certainly. Okay, there we go. Yep, no, so I've got you in, it's at 1:30?
Yeah, I had
yep,
1:30.
So 1:30 on Monday, and I've got all that, and I do have the history over from UPV as well,
yep.
and everything. So yep, it should all be here.
Yep.
And we've got it down for a health check, but you've got other concerns as well. Is that correct?
Health check, and I'd probably like to do another few tests and all that, yeah.
Yep, okay, no, that's fine. Okay, well, that's all booked in 1:30. Yep, and as I said, if we did get a cancellation or anything, yeah, and you're specifically wanting to see Dr. Brock, aren't you?
Yes, and yep. If that could be the cancellation list possibly today or tomorrow.
Yeah, Dr. Brock's not working tomorrow, but today, I'll see, but yeah, at this stage is what everyone has confirmed.
Yeah.
Okay, not a problem there, Kat. Okay, well, we'll see you then on Monday unless we talk to you before then.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you then. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.